Chapter 1. Remy. The clock ticking on the wall echoed through the room. I looked at the faces of women, both old and young, in the reception area, most filled with anxiety and apprehension. I waited nervously for my turn, and even though the room was cold, I felt my hands sweating. I was being silly. It was just my annual mammogram. I'd done this every year for the past 15 years. Still, there was a nagging sense of unease. A woman walked over and sat beside me. She looked as nervous as I felt. "Hello," she said. "Good morning," I replied. "I sure hope it will be. I got called back for another test. That's never a good sign." The woman wiped at her eyes. "I'm sorry to be prattling on, but I'm scared. My husband Tom begged me for years to get a boob job, and my first mammogram after I got it done, I have suspicious results." She dabbed a tear away that had spilled down her cheek. "I should have never let him convince me to do that." "My husband has encouraged me to get one too, but I've always decided against it," I told her. "You were right to do that. First, the issues with leaking, and now this? Cancer would only add to this nightmare." I was at a loss for words. I had no idea how to console the woman beside me. When I opened my mouth, I was surprised at what came out. "No matter what the outcome, remember you're a vibrant, strong young woman." "Yes, yes, of course," she mumbled, as her hands were nervously twisting the tissue in her hands. A nurse opened the door and called her name. The woman trembled with fear as she looked at me. "Good luck," I said, and offered her the warmest smile I could muster. "You too," she answered, and walked through the open door. The encounter left me more anxious than before, and my mind reeled with concern. I'd been experiencing more tenderness in my breast than usual. I needed to stop this before I drove myself insane. My boobs weren't all that perky or large, much to the disappointment of my husband, Felix. For my 30th birthday, he had suggested I have a boob job, but I adamantly refused his offer. I'd stick with what the good Lord provided me, and I remember telling him repeatedly until he gave up. Still, he couldn't resist ogling at the breasts of younger, obviously enhanced women. His opinion didn't change my mind. It was my body, after all. After hearing the woman's plight after her surgery, I felt validated for holding my ground. To think implants could lead to a cancer diagnosis was terrifying. The clock continued to tick loudly. It was now 10 minutes after my scheduled appointment time. Then, a door opened with a groan straight out of a horror movie, and a nurse in purple scrubs appeared. "Remy Beckham?" she called out. She shared a beautiful smile as I stood and walked toward her, pressing the front of my blouse in place, smoothing out the wrinkles. "Good morning," I greeted her as we walked back through the door. "Good morning, and happy birthday." "Thanks," I replied. Felix had failed to remember the day, so I just went about my business as usual. Besides, at 45, wasn't it only a number? No big deal. I followed the nurse into an even colder dressing room and listened to her instructions. After she left, I removed my blouse and hung it neatly in a locker and removed my bra, folding it, before placing it on the metal shelf. Putting the hospital gown around my body always made me feel wrapped in a cocoon. I knew they were one size fits all, but really? I could have wrapped it around me twice and it would still have gaped open. Oh well. It was just one time a year. I closed the locker and followed her directions to the waiting area. Another cold room. I had to wonder if the frigid atmosphere provided for more accurate test results. Laughing at the thought, I could feel my nipples perked and rubbing against the soft fabric of the gown. I felt like I was losing my ever-loving mind. The faces of the three other women in the room were no more cheerful than the ones in the reception area. They tried to pretend they were interested in magazine articles, but I could sense the rise in anxiety every time the door opened.